This is Kilo Baker 2 Sierra Quebec. My name is Paul. At control for tonight's Metroplex Net. Meet every Thursday night at 8 o'clock local time on this frequency. And let's see if we have any mobiles that they would like to check in tonight. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec Net Control. KC2DHU. Jim, how is the audio sounding tonight? I've been detecting some raspiness on the signal coming in. Yeah, the audio tonight on the repeat is terrible. I've been listening to it a couple of hours now. And it's, you said it's called hot, but I know it's raspy. I don't know what else to call it. John or Armin, come on. I'll make sure to mention it to him or send him an email later. Okie dokie, let's break with you, Jim. And Bob, good evening to you. Hope all is going well over there. The wife is progressing health-wise very good, and we'll see what you got to say for the net tonight. Let me do you, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Okay, Paul, good evening to you, Jim, I believe, and anybody else listening, the shortwave listeners. Well, I don't have too much to report, just that I had a real good, nice Memorial Day. I was in the parade. They had a big flatbed truck, and that was all done over with signs and chairs and what have you. And the veterans, we were in it, you know, about 10 of us, I guess, in this truck. And it was nice. And we were going watching and all walking, riding down the street, you know, and had flags waving and what have you. Really enjoyed that. And the people really gave us a big hand, you know, as veterans, I guess. And after that, we went down to the Bloomfield Elks, and they had a nice big picnic down there. We had fun to eat, and a nice crowd down there, the veterans and members of the Elks also. Also, the AMVETs of Bloomfield, they were there, you know, and we had a very good time. And let's see, the weather, beautiful. I love this weather. It'll be good for your garden there, Paul. Good for your garden. Your tomatoes will be really sprouting up there, your peppers, you know. So with that, Paul, I'll turn it back to you. WA2UEE, back to that.
K2QDN.
Okay, Bob. K2QDN, we have you checked in. I have a senior moment.
Mike.
Have you. Okay, Bob, on all the activity, and very good on riding down in the parade. That was great. Didn't have to stand or walk, and you treated the veterans very good. That sounds wonderful, Bob. Glad you had a great time. How's the wife doing?
Very good, Paul. Very good, thank you. She's coming along good. She's taking her medication, and she's doing real well. She went for a checkup the other day. My daughter took her up there, and everything is coming out real good. But thanks for asking, Paul. Back to that.
Okay, no, Bob. Well, that's good to hear. Very good. Break with you, Bob, and let's go up to Greenfield Park, New York, up in the Catskills, where the bears are roaming around. And to eat that tea. Don, good evening. Come forward, KB2 Sugar Queen, that's a crow.
Don is at Greenfield Park. 72.6 degrees. Today we're up in the upper 8. Beautiful day. Spring day. Beautiful spring night. Fall. This all last week. So you had to walk around, I guess, to pick it up with the little laptop. So when I heard you come in pretty much second in, you're standing very good. Very good. Like you did when you were in Atlantic City about a month ago. So. Okay, that's about it, Paul. I'm working on the 2-meter RF repeater. I'm working on some solar lights for the wife, but I'm too late for another one. We have some. Every summer we have here. And I put them in the pots and stuff, and the other little solar lights that light up in the front. And these are flowered lights I'm working on with batteries. And they charge up in the day and then come on at night with different colors. So that's what our little project I'm working on now. So, Paul, I probably won't come back the second time around, but I will be in here listening. I'm going to be outside here by the flower pot putting in the solar light for a while, so it's anxious to see the pretty colors come on at night. Back to that, Patrol, but even if all, what's your family time, Paul?
Okay, Don, thanks for checking in with us. And okay, on the solar lights, I guess along the edge of the driveway, they come on at nighttime. That's real neat. Save on the energy and all that kind of stuff. Save on the light bill. Yeah, I had one of those little solar panels that I had. And in fact, I still have it. Don't ask me where it is here in the chat. But I was using it to power up a handheld I had. That's been maybe 15 years ago. And it worked well. It worked real good. Okay, let's break with you, Don, and hello, sailors, this unit, and fix it for me. Let's go over to Mr. Mike, K2QDN, Waters, Dimes, and Nickel. Mike, how you been? Come aboard. Say a few thousand words.
KB2SQ, K2QDN. Well, I find myself tongue-tied. A few thousand words. That I could do easily, but the timeout timer and I don't agree with each other here. I would like to throw out just a quick comment. I don't want an answer for this right away, but I hear Bob all the time during the day, UEE, and he's talking to his friends in England. And I wonder if well, when it comes around, he'll answer my question. I would be curious, is he interested if I call him on carrying on a QSO? Not that I want to interfere with his friends, even after he's not on the computer anymore. Because, you know, we know each other. All right, that's the first thing. Second thing, my mother always told me, never blow your own horn. Meaning you never brag about how wonderful you are. Gentlemen, tonight we're going to depart from that. Because, well, I'm not going to brag about me, but I'm going to brag. Tomorrow, in the Hyatt Hotel, the Grand Hyatt Hotel on 42nd Street, somewhere around Grand Central Terminal, my daughter Sarah will officially graduate from medical school. She will be known as Sarah Leonard, M.D. I can't believe it happened. I don't think any parent could be more proud or more broke. But now when they say, is there a doctor in the house, I can say yes. I just had to brag a little bit, guys. It's been a struggle for everyone in the family. And that's it. Back to net control. KB2SQ, K2Q there. Excuse my bragging, but I just had to.
Hey, Mike, that's something to brag about, you know? It's a long struggle, is right, and congratulations, man. I can see your chest stuck out there. I'm sure tomorrow you're going to go down with your Sunday best on and all that kind of stuff. The Grand Hyatt Hotel, yeah, I know exactly where it is there. Something over there near Lex, I believe. Lexington, if I'm not mistaken. One of my co-workers, wife, works over there. That's where it is. So congratulations on that. And while I was in Virginia last week, I tried to visit a couple of nephews of mine. He has a daughter and a son med school there in Virginia. Talking about a struggle. Imagine having two. They're about 10 months apart. Of course, he's a doctor himself, so he claims that it was a struggle. I said, yeah, right. You know, I know he received a $5 million grant to study cancer. He's an oncologist. And both of them are following in his footsteps, so he was really sticking his chest out over the weekend. So I know what the struggle is, Mike, and again, congratulations. Mike, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I don't want to tie up anything, but you know, if you're a doctor, it's easy for your kids to go to medical school. But I come from, my people are working people, you know. I never been to college. My wife, my ex-wife, she was never to college. And there wasn't a whole lot we could give the kids. And, well, she did it basically on her own. That's all I can say. Back to net control.
Hey, Mike, it seems that she has some good genes. So she got them after mom and pop there. That's how I'm going to leave it at that. My sister had one that had, she was, my nephew was one of 14 kids. My sister had 14 kids, so let's see, the first girl finished and went to work, and so each one has been kind of helping one another. another radar down the line, you know, Mike, and I tell you, she was, 10 years ago, she was made Mother of the Year for him in the state of Virginia for doing all that kind of stuff. I tell you, it was all right. Anywho, Mike, again, congratulations, man, and that's all right. And when you come around to Bob again, maybe he'll respond to your comment or question. If we have additional check-ins before we go back up to the top, it doesn't look like a long net tonight. I don't know where everybody is. Looking for additional check-ins, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Yeah, good evening, Paul. This is Bill, N2IJU. Just turned on the radio, heard you guys, so I thought I'd check in. Although I can't stay there too long, I got to get ready for work. So, Paul, over to you, and Mike, good evening, KTQDN. Again, this is Bill, N2IJU.
Well, Bill, let me bring you aboard and have you here say a few words. Thanks for stopping by this evening. Beautiful signal into the repeater. You must be located, let's see, somewhere nearby. Because the signal is very good, Bill. I switched over to the input, as they say, and good signal there. Go ahead.
Paul, it's me, Bill. The guy who lives in the Heights, remember? I spoke to you. You're the one who mailed me the application for the club.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we're neighbors now. I moved down here. I'm about a block and a half from you now. Go ahead.
Oh, really? You left the apartments?
Well, I left from one apartment to another apartment. I'm now on the 15th floor here on Riverside. Well, I guess I can say I had two apartments, but my son was maintaining the one that we're in there. And you seem to have been struggling a little bit. And so we moved down here with him after him and his madam broke up and everything. So it became a little struggle for him. So I gave up there by the bridge. And Bill, you talk about a difference in noise. I never realized, Bill, the noise level up there on the in the bridge apartment, you know, being right over 95 there, the truck. I had to readjust to the noise here, Bill, but it's I'm on the 15th floor now where I was on the 25th before, so it's not bad there. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah, I could walk your house now. All right, well, glad to see that you're closer by now. But, you know, like I said, you know, I just wanted to pop in and say hello, and I got to get going because I got to be at work in about an hour, and I got to jump in the shower. So, KB2SQ, this is N2IJU, back over to you, and have a nice evening, guys.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I found all the nice restaurants around this area. You know, we used to come down to, and I'm going to let you go, we used to go down to Floridito on 126th Street Broadway. Do you know that Columbia University has shut that darn place down, man? There's no more Floridito now. I used to like to go down there for a good Spanish meal. And, you know, Columbia University is moving everybody. Not Columbia Hospital, Columbia University is moving, buying up all the property around this area here. So that's closed down now, Bill. Anywho, thanks again for stopping by, man, and we'll look for you next week if you can get a chance there. N2IJU, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Okay, Paul, good night. Hey, you ought to try the bus stop on 135. I go there all the time. That's a good place to eat. Right there in the corner where the M5 turns. And the floor of the Broadway, just up the block, that ain't bad either. So, Paul, talk to you later. N2IJU clear.
Yeah, we were in Florida Broadway last night. And I know the young lady in the bus stop there. I know her well because she used to work at Floridita. She works days there. Okay, my Bill. Talk to you later. Let's see. Additional check-ins. KB2 Sugar Point.
W2MPX.
Okay, let's go over to Echo Link there and bring Mr. Kirby aboard. N2KCJ, Orlando, Florida. Good evening to you, Kirby. Come aboard. How you doing?
Yeah,
Yeah, Paul, everything fine. Good evening, Mike and Bill. And to all aboard. Meeting today, down here today. It's not once today, but we've been inside because it's been a little warm. But we don't mind the warm. So how's everything by you?
Yeah, things are going quite well up on this end here, Kirby. We had a beautiful day here. Temperature got around 86 degrees. It's 81 right at the moment. And but it's getting a little muggy out, you know. And they're talking about some thunder bumpers during the night. And that's what I wanted to ask Don Eddie when I get back in, but that's right, he said he might not be in there. But I was looking at the news forecast. They're supposed to be having some heavy downpours and possible flooding conditions over New Jersey and upstate New York, maybe later tonight or tomorrow. But luckily, nothing so far today, Kirby. Appreciate you stopping in this evening, and I've been following you on your on Facebook there, Kirby, QSL.
Yeah, so
in
that mad hour storm already, an hour and a half ago, was quick and the lights dim, but they are, but not the computer off and the TV off that one strike. Yeah, I noticed so many going on with that strike, and goodness, I got my wife to get on and all her friends from her job and wherever, man. Flooding her site, you know, so that thing is moving. I don't know where it's going to end up or whether they're ever going to get it moving. So, okay, don't let me hold it up. Back to that control, and you speak today.
Oh. Okay, Kirby. We have you checked in, and we'll be back to you shortly. Additional check-ins before I go back up to the top of the list. Okay, B2 Sugar Queen. Okay, Mr. Jim, KCTTHU, additional comments from you? And 10 meters has really been open this week, Jim. I know I heard you in there one day with somebody. Maybe it was Dan or maybe it was Glenn talking about 10 meters. I've been on there every day this week. In fact, last night I had my handheld on listening to 6 meters. But I tried to break in on a couple of frequencies, but well, nobody was able to copy me. I don't have a real good, other than the handheld, is Jesu B7 Aura, BX7, and wherever that I was listening to, I couldn't get into them. But 10 and 6 meters was pretty open this during the course of the week. I didn't hear much this today on 10 meters, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, man, was wide open. KB2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen.
K2QDN. Paul, you got a minute?
Yeah, Mike. Hold on a minute, Jim. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
All right, listen, I got to back out of here. My son just showed up. I'm going to try to get back before you end the net. My apologies to everyone. I'll be monitoring, but I won't participate. Thank you all.
Okay, Mike, and again, congratulations to you, the wife and daughter and your son and everybody on your daughter becoming a doctor there. Very good. Okay, Mike, we have you clear to back up to you, Jim. KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen.
Yeah.
copy that time. I got maybe 70% of that. Jim, it was a little rough on the copy. A lot of very noisy, and I think you said the same thing that's coming back up to you. So I don't know what the conditions are tonight. Back up your way. All right. Let's break with you, Jim, and put my list down here on the floor. And Bob, over to you. WA2UEE. Bob, come aboard. Is there some comments?
Okay, Paul. Well, first of all, congratulations, Mike. I know how proud you are. And also, I had a granddaughter last month. She graduated as a registered nurse. I have another granddaughter next week graduating as a registered nurse. So I like to brag too, you know. But we are proud of them, I know. Especially in that field, you know. Mike, as far as getting out talking, you know, jumping in on us when we're talking, Trevor and I, if you're listening, Mike, don't be afraid to jump in because we pause all the time. And I know I say, if there's anybody that would like to join us, jump in, you know, or anybody wants to make a call. So, no, Mike, we'd be glad to have you because sometimes we have a pretty interesting round table here. We have Frank from Germany come in, and we have Danny come in from Switzerland, and we have Holland coming in there. And we have them coming in from all over, you know, and sometimes, and then again, it's just Trevor and I. And we talk, well, I guess almost every day, every other day, or what have you, you know. I have a little problem getting through on the Echo Link with Metroplex, but he called me. Like today he called me, you know, and I just was here, and we got on. We were doing good. But anyhow, Mike, anytime you hear us on air, don't be afraid. Jump in there. We'd be glad to have you join us, you know. So this is WA2UEE, back to net control.
Okay, Bob, I know you said his son came in and probably listening, but wouldn't respond. Okay, Bob, break with you, and let's go up to, Don said he'd be working out in the yard there. Mike has got his son there with him, so he's not going to come back, and Bill is getting ready to go to work into IJU. So, Mr. Kirby, it's down to you for any final comments there, Kirby. And, I went out in the garden yesterday and today. I don't know why I went out today, but I've got tomatoes on my vines, Kirby. I got some tomatoes all about an inch, maybe a half inch in diameter, and they're looking good. I think they're deep boy tomatoes. They're going to get quite big. I can't wait till I get them, because I know last year I would eat tomato sandwiches during slicing a piece of onion, and some tomatoes and some Miracle Whip and between two slices of wheat bread, and that would make my lunch. So I'm looking forward to that, Kirby. I know you said you're not a garden man with all that property you got there. I don't know why you don't go out there and tinker in the garden, but then, of course, it's probably hot there in that, Kirby. Get to KZJ, KB2, sugar boy.
A good place for summer growing. When I was in New York, I did do some garden, and I kept an eye on it. That was when I was a little younger in my trip. And how was the contact down here? No way, I'm going to be bent over some garden, man. that's not my signature, whatever. What I can do indoors, except for Xbox and all that stuff. I don't go for games. Exercise part of it, I might go blowing up things, all that stuff. My basic thing on my games is like card games. Bowling, that's what I'm doing. In fact, I did check out bowling yesterday. So anywho, can't wait for the ball game to come on, and Boston and the Lakers to come on. Down New York again. Matter of fact, one of the girls from you got drafted to the New York Liberty and W. The Charles, the center that was on Connecticut Sun. They're booked to the WNBA now, and I hope they're making money. But my granddaughter's got one more year, one more season, I think. or admire more. So see what happens with that. Try to stuff it together. Other than that, good luck on the tomatoes. Sound good. The puree, man, and drink it down instead of making sound. That's beautiful.
W2MPX.
Yeah, I did that several times last year. We've got a blender here that, juicer, it's called, you know. And, I put a couple of good tomatoes in there, some, carrots, a couple of carrots, some celery, and, a few other items in there. Made up a nice glass of, juice. In fact, I did it one time when I was going down to the Virginia. You know, because I find eating at nighttime or stuff like that is no good, but I made up a nice glass of juice, those containers I put it in, and drank that on the road, and worked out real good, but yeah, those tomatoes, oh gosh, are they juicy, you know, and the taste is just wonderful. Okay, let me see if we have anyone else with any comments, anything, before we shut down the net, small group tonight. I'll take a standby for any additional check-ins or any comments. KB2, Sugar Queen. None. This is KB2, Sugar Queen. I thank everyone for checking in with me tonight. And hopefully we look for you next Thursday night. And I'm going to do the same thing. The Lakers and Boston Celtics should be coming on another... I guess half an hour or so. We'll watch them. And this is KB2, Sugar Queen, closing down the net at 37 and turn this frequency back to General Amateur Youth and Jim, KAC2THU. We appreciate you bringing the link in, and you can shut it down. KB2, Sugar Queen, good night.
W2OV.
Okay, W2OV, you made it right in the nick of time. How you doing there? Go ahead.
Pretty good. We're, you know, hanging there. Yeah, I just made it in. I thought the net was going to run an hour. I'm sorry about that for, you know, running late there.
Yeah, didn't have any check-ins to run an hour. I don't know where I saw my check-ins tonight. No Almond, no Walt, no John. So, low check-in tonight. I was trying to figure out what's on TV. Is whatever, something might be on that's got everyone's attention at. W2OV, hope all has been going well with you there. Go ahead.
Hey, KB2 Sugar Queen, W2OV. Yeah, everything is in place, I would say, just that we're looking for work. Over to you.
Yeah, I mean, quite a few people in that same category. In that same part of category there. Okay. Well, I was getting ready to shut down the net and do a few things here before basketball comes on. So, any additional comments there?
No, I just thought I would check in. Like I said, I was, you know, just checking in. We're going to let you shut the net down, though, Paul.
Okay. We'll probably see you next meeting. W2 will be standing with you and Jim. I don't know if you froze in or not, but KB2DHU on shut down your link. Go ahead, KB2, Sugar Queen. I got absolutely nothing out of that. Okay, KB2, Sugar Queen, clear.